Let's see. How did that start? Oh, we were talking about the guy in New Jersey, the councilman.
Peed on the,
but he peed on people in Washington, D.C.
in a nightclub in Washington, D.C. and decided to relieve himself on the crowd below.
All right.
Now, at a Grateful Dead tribute concert.
Comedian Johnny Watson hanging out with the studio. Now, Johnny, I understand that I was looking over your resume here that you used to work at Medieval Times.
Yes.
No.
I love Medieval Times.
You're kidding. You mean with the jousting and everything?
Yeah, with the jousting and everything.
Oh, you can eat
with your hands. Yes. Yeah.
And the horses pee and poop as you eat the meal.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Why do my ribs smell like piss? I don't know.
That's the way it was in Medieval Times.
Sure it was.
I was a slave.
You were what, like dragged across the arena?
Well,
were you one of the waiters?
Or I was one of the waiters. We called ourselves slaves.
And then you also have to participate in the show on...
Yeah,
in the arena.
You have to go down there and bear the flags in your
and
self esteem
and the horse drop slave.
This boy,
knave.
I've only seen this in the movies. So you go to an arena and did you serve the first course and then go do the show? Or
well, no, it goes on throughout the whole show. Like you serve the meal and then you go. It's continually. You keep serving as the show is going on, and then there's a certain part of the show where all the waiters and waitresses, the slaves, and the wenches go down, and we face our section with our flag, and they root for us, and it's ridiculous.
it's really humiliating.
Jack's been to a medieval.
Several times.
You went to one, right?
Yeah, several times.
You went to one in Florida?
Yeah. Yes, it was in Orlando.
Orlando.
Did you go for the food or for the wallow in the
I'm a big jousting fan.
For the aroma.
Yeah.
Well, then you're familiar with the executioner part at the very end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was the executioner for three shows. They fired me because I couldn't crack the whip. And that's like supposed to be the big thing at the end when they crack the whip and the bad knight flows back. But my whip was coming, we'll be like, ba boom! Mine was they're like, Watson, get out of here. You are not cracking. You can't crack the whip.
in the wrist, I'm guessing.
Oh,
no, what kind of food do they have?
They have ribs and soup and chicken. That's the big thing.
Nice.
You tear the chicken apart. It's
rip
a whole
it apart.
Chicken. Yeah.
So you don't get utensils chicken. Then?
Yeah. You don't get any utensils. And
now, do you have grog or Diet Coke?
You have Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
They pour Pepsi product.
Yeah. Is it served
Pepsi products back
is
in
it
the...
served in the chalice?
Yeah, the chalice of the plastic cup.
Look, dude, I've got a lot of tables.
The chalice and the palace and the brew that is true.
The flagon with the dragon.
So what is the movie that's in?
Danny Cable Guy.
Cable Guy. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's I was Cable in that. Danny Kaye
did the flagon with the dragon. Yeah.
With the flagon with the dragon and the
and
brew
the
that's
chalice
true.
Chalice with the palace. Mm-hmm.
With Jim Carrey and Matthew Broderick.
Was it the Court Jester or something like
could
that?
Have been the Court Jester. Yeah, I think it was the Court Jester.
Oh, God. So the grog is Diet Pepsi.
Does it come in a Diet Pepsi cup or
it's an actual plastic cup that you get.
So, but if you're down there with the horses and everything, I assume you have to wash your hands before you go back up there.
Yes, Tom. There's a sanitary issue, I'm sure.
Wow. I knew there was something I forgot after each.
No, I had to shovel the horse droppings and then I come up and take your order.
Yeah.
While
yeah.
you're eating.
Well, no, it's like an arena, and there's dirt in the middle, and they run
there's
up and down.
There's jousting.
There's jousting.
There's all kinds of games.
There's sword fights.
Yes, and they're real swords, too. They're real actual swords. In fact, they used the authentic medieval times style of weaponry. Mm-hmm. And one guy actually got a piece in his eye from that. And they would have the falcon. Did you see the falcon?
I saw the falcon.
They averaged 6 falcons per year die by flying into the wall. So, yeah.
Sure.
So
that's,
hey, look out. Free falcon. If a falcon goes into the crowd, it's yours to keep.
By the way, section 7, that chicken you're eating.
That's falcon.
It tastes very nice.
Hey, my boots, falcon. Cold.
This falcon place, I tell you what.
Now, before we go, you mentioned that we were talking with Andy Richter earlier, and Andy is in Madagascar too, and he was saying that when he was doing his lines, Chris Rock is one of their voices, as is Ben Stiller. Chris was not there. They brought in a faux Chris Rock so that he could work off the guy. Mm. And you told me that's one of your skills.
Yeah, I go, what am I trying to do? Welcome to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm excited to be here. Every time I try to come through, I try to get on the show because it's the best show in the world.
Well, we don't care for you, Chris.
Yeah, thank
Sorry.
you. I try
no, to use... he's one of the funniest guys around.
I try to use that voice to my advantage. Like, I'll call up expensive restaurants and make, I'll be like, I'm going to be coming in tonight, so I want a free table. I want everything comped. Then I show up, I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Rock could not be here tonight, but he said for you to take care of me.
Yeah,